I hope we're not too late.
No, perfect timing.
Okay, Sam, this is my husband, Walt.
Hi.
Good to meet you, Walt.
Nice to meet you.
Sandia Laboratories, huh?
Yeah.
I hear some pretty fascinating stuff goes on out there.
Well, you know.
Working on anything you can talk about? I'm picturing giant space lasers.
Oh, all right. Honestly, what I do would bore you senseless. Giant space lasers? Now, that sounds cool. I'll have to bring it up at our next staff meeting.
Well, just remember I get a cut.
All right. That's the deal.
So this is it, honey. What do you say? Do you want to take a tour?
Sure.
Okay.
Look, how about I give y'all some privacy? I'll go out to the car, make a few calls, and take as much time as you need.
Thanks. He's actually a nice guy. He doesn't push.
Yeah.
So, as you can see, there's a kind of flow going on here. It's a nice big living room. Mm-hmm. And this is the dining area.
Oh, the dining area,
yes.
Right.
Oh, and it's got a pool.
Oh, pool is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Backyard could be a little bigger.
There's a breakfast bar kind of dealy here.
Let's see.
Nice. And, I don't know, the kitchen's really spacious and, you know, got good appliances. And
how many bedrooms?
Three. Told you. They're all pretty good size. And, this is the first one here. And then there's two more at the back.
Only three bedrooms? I think we're going to need at least five, don't you think?
Five?
Yeah.
What? Do I look like I'm about to drop a litter?
No. We'll have three kids total eventually. You know, but we'll need a spare room for a study so that I can work at home and you can write. I don't think this is going to be enough.
Okay, what about a wine cellar? I mean, we certainly cannot be expected to live without a wine cellar.
Very funny.
Mm.
You think we need to set our sights high, is all. At least higher than here.
Walt, this is a good neighborhood. It's got a good elementary and supposedly a very good high school. And believe me, because I have definitely looked everywhere. For our price range, this is as good as it gets.
Well, then let's stretch our price range. Truly, I mean, why? Why buy a starter house when we'll have to move out in a year or two?
Did you win the lottery and not tell me?
I'm serious. Come on. Why be cautious? We've got nowhere to go but up. Yeah, I see you.
I'd like you to exit your vehicle and start walking toward us.
And then what? I'm going to need some kind of assurance.
I assure you, I could kill you from way over here if it makes you feel any better.
Walter, you've been busy.
You want to put your arms out to the sides for me, if you would?
You know, I haven't slept since Thursday. I was out all night cleaning up after you. I need my sleep.
You said no half measures.
Yeah. Funny how words can be so open to interpretation.
You get your car fixed?
Not yet.
You're going to want to get your car fixed.
Let's see how this goes first.
Has your condition worsened?
Excuse me?
Your medical condition. Has it grown worse?
Not that I know of, no.
Is there a ringing in your ears? Are you seeing bright lights or hearing voices?
I'm quite well, thank you.
No.
Clearly you are not. No rational person would do as you have done. Explain yourself. Partner was about to get himself shot. I intervened.
Some worthless junkie. For him, you intervene and put us all at risk. Some contemptible junkie who couldn't keep the peace for 8 hours.
That's right, he couldn't. He was angry because those two dealers of yours had just murdered an 11-year-old boy.
I heard about it. He should have let me take care of them.
Maybe. Then again, maybe he thought it was you who gave the order. Are you asking me if I ordered the murder of a child? I would never ask you that. Where is Pinkman now? I wouldn't know. Couple of time zones away, at least. Beyond that, I'd only be guessing. He has enough money to last forever. He knows he needs to keep moving. He'll never find him.
I don't know, Walt. It's what I do, after all.
He's out of the picture. I saved his life. I owed him that. But now he and I are done, which is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? You've always struck me as a very pragmatic man, so if I may, I would like to review options with you, of which it seems to me you have two. Option A, you kill me right here and now.
Apparently, I have made that very easy for you. You can kill me, no witnesses, and then spend the next few weeks or months tracking down Jesse Pinkman, and you kill him too.
A pointless exercise, it seems to me, but that is option A.
What is option B?
I continue cooking. You and I both forget about Pinkman. We forget this ever happened. We consider this a lone hiccup in an otherwise long and fruitful business arrangement.
I prefer option B.
You'd need a new assistant.
I could get right on that.
No.
This time I choose.
Your car. Get it fixed.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Thanks. It's good to be back. Well, shall we?
By all means, Gail. Let's cook.
What about that rhinoceros? You think he'd make a good pet?
No.
No? Don't you think if you called to him, he'd come running for his supper?
I bet he would. I bet he'd come running. Boom, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom.
You're silly, Papa.
Well, a little. But he'd probably knock everything over, plus there's that big nose of his.
That's not a nose, that's a horn.
Is that so?
His real nose is little.
Huh. I learn all kinds of things being with you. Okay, Junebug, these are for you.
What about the rest?
The rest are for me.
No, they're not. You're too old for balloons.
Oh, you're never too old for balloons. Give me a hug. Oh, I see you, Mama. Don't keep her waiting.
Bye, Papa.
Bye, baby.
Thank you.
me with this.
Anything you want to tell me?
Thank God you're here. They keep me prisoner.
They keep you prisoner?
I don't do nothing for them, ever. They try and make me. I say no. They steal my chemicals. I can't stop them. I am businessman.
You're a businessman. The lady out front.
Hey, lady, are you still there?
Ask her if she's still there.
Peng, the high jai, ma. She says yes.
How's her driving? Driving. Is she good behind the wheel?
Good. She's a good driver.
License. Dependable.
She has a Camry.
Good. The trucks will be here first thing in the morning. I strongly recommend that you return our calls next time. So have her drive you to the hospital. She's gonna need her shoe.
Where'd they cross?
Laredo, looks like. They didn't exactly send their A players. But like you said, it's cartel, all right.
Probing for weakness.
But I didn't find any.
What about Pinkman?
I'm making inquiries.
Yeah, that's two. All right, let's close it up. All right, bring it down. Ready? Okay, we're good.
You can take your mask off. Did that guy ever leave?
When exactly did that start?
That's new. He had a little drama with the person he replaced.
Sorry to hear that.
No, it'll be fine. Things will continue to smooth out. And, yeah, it'll be fine.
By the way, you're at all worried about working with me?
No, I'm not.
Because whatever my shortcomings last time, I intend for things to go perfectly from here on out. So, if there's...
Gale, you're great. Seriously.
I just... However you like things to be done is exactly how we're going to do them. Period. From here on out. So, please teach me.
Io voglio narrare la storia che tanto mi fa disperare. Son già 7 mesi che vedo cadere dal capo i capelli bianchi. Ormai son pelato, deluso e finito, non so quale cura adottare.
Ma senti cosa dice quel povero infelice. Non ti lamentare, ma prova a cantare, non vuoi questa canzone. Capa per la dola fai tortei, che vengono a me e soffra dei. Oh, i soffra dei fanno affrittare, che vengono a me e capa per la dola.
Gail,
it's good to see you,
Mr. Frank. Wow, this is.
I should have called first. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, no, not at all. Please, come in. Can I offer you something, creme de menthe?
Oh, no. No, thank you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
Oh, no, no. It's no inconvenience.
I need to talk to you about something. Something rather pressing. If push came to shove, I was wondering how soon you might be able to take over the lab yourself. You and an assistant.
Why would push come to shove?
Has Walter ever talked to you about why he got into this particular line of work?
I guess I assumed it was because it pays so well.
Well, it is, but specifically, has he ever spoken to you about his health problems? Surprised. He's a very private person.
What exactly are his health problems?
He's dying of cancer. It is why he does this, to provide for his family, which he's accomplished. They will never want for anything. He's seen to that.
Well, how long does he have?
That is very much the question. He does not want to talk about it, and every time I bring it up with him, I don't know that he's fully accepted the reality of it. And, well, not to sound cold-blooded, but I am running a business here.
No, I understand.
I have a very large investment into this. There's so much overhead that I can't afford to shut down, not even for a week. So, you understand my concern. And my desire for continuity.
I do, absolutely.
Now, I intend to keep Walter on as long as he wants. Assuming he's physically up to it. But as he cannot or will not tell me how long it might be, I must prepare for the worst-case scenario.
A worst-case scenario? I suppose if we had at least a few more cooks together.
You don't think you're ready now?
Well, he is such a master. There's always more for me to learn. But I'm thinking that if we had, say, one or two more cooks, one more, I guess we'll do it. I suppose.
I believe in you, Gail. I know that when the time comes, you will be ready.
What's up? Well, is there... any particular trick to purging the catalyst bed?
No, it's pretty straightforward. I'll show you when we get there.
Yeah. Tell him I'm in conference. Can't you see I'm in conference?
I'm looking to find a client of yours. I was hoping you could help me out with an address.
Which client?
Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman in the phone book, Jesse Pinkman. How would one track him down, I wonder? You're still here.
I need your full attention, Saul. Jesse Pinkman, current whereabouts. The sooner you tell me, the sooner you can get back to whatever the hell this is exactly.
What am I, eighth grade hall monitor? Current whereabouts? Let me tell you something.
Whoa, like you are good right there. Now let's both get comfortable. Now when I say I'm looking for Pinkman, we both know why, don't we? And you pretending otherwise only waste my time and serves to annoy me.
Hey, look, Mike, there are rules to this lawyer thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Attorney-client privilege. I mean, that's a big one. And that's something I provide for you. So if I give up Pinkman, well, then you're going to be asking, old Saul gives him up pretty easy. What's to keep him from giving me up? You see? So then where's the trust?
I trust the hole in the desert I'd leave you in.
Yeah, that's an argument.
So, don't make me beat you till your legs don't work. Now tell me where to find him. You know it's the right thing.
I can't tell you, Mike. Right, Look, if I was to tell you, well, I couldn't live with myself. I'm sorry. But who's to say I didn't write the address down in my day planner? Or on a scratch piece of paper somewhere? Who's to say I didn't write down a location strictly for my own professional use? Do not touch anything on my desk. I'm going to leave the room, make myself a Nescafe. I'm just looking out for you, that's all. Like a mother hen. Believe me, money laundering ain't what it used to be. God, do I miss the 80s.
You're wasting your time buying the car wash. End of story.
Well, one look at this place, you're going to fall in love. Huh? Was I right? Where else are you going to find a cash-only business that's this much fun? Unless we're talking massage parlors, and I don't see it. Shall we?
ever actually play laser tag?
Yeah, it's good cardio. Plus, you get to shoot at kids.
You got your bumper cars over there down that way. It's your arcade right here. All the latest video games. Snack bars over there. Nothing stopping you from selling beer to the parents. That's a whole new revenue stream.
All right, all right, all right, all right. We're good.
Holy Christ. We're good? This constitutes good where you're from? My car is bugged?
I said maybe, maybe.
I'm being followed? What the hell have you gotten me into? You're my very own T.I. threatening to break my legs. That's like Thomas Magnum threatening that little prissy guy with a mustache over and above. Service-wise, this is over and above. You and I survived this? Oh, I'm seriously rethinking my pricing, yeah. And that goes double for you, hip-hop. My guy's no dummy, right? So I give us maybe 24 hours before he figures out that address goes nowhere. You guys do your thing, make it snappy. I'll go see if they have Tetris or something.
How are you holding up?
You?
I got my old job back. At least until they kill me and Gail takes over. So he's their boy, huh? He's their boy. How long you think you've got? Well, he asks a lot of questions about the cooking process. I try to be as vague as possible, but I got that guy Victor watching me, listening to every word I say. You know, it may be that the only thing saving me is Gail's fastidiousness. Once he feels confident that he knows my entire method.
That's what we do.
You know what we do.
There's got to be some other way. Better for you to just go to the cops. All right? I mean, I can't believe I'm saying that at all, but for your family, hey, the DEA would love you. All the shit you could tell them, federal witness protection, that's a good deal. As for me, I'll hit the road, you know, I'll make it. We had a good run. But it's over.
Never the DEA. The cook can't stop. It's the one thing I'm certain of. Production cannot stop. Gus can't afford to. So if I'm the only chemist that he's got, and I've got leverage, and leverage keeps me alive, it keeps you alive too. I think I can see to that. If I'm the only chemist that he's got. Shake Victor for even an hour, one night. I think then that I may be able to make it look like an accident.
There's got to be some other way.
I'm all ears. But when it comes
comes down to you and me versus him. I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. But it's going to be him. And you are the only edge that I've got. As long as they don't know that you're in town. But I need you to track him. Get me his address. And I'll do the rest. I saved your life, Jesse. Are you going to save mine? Please tell me you found him.
6353 Montebo Boulevard, apartment 6. You there?
Yeah. 6353 Montebo, number 6, got it. He's home?
Yep.
Anyone watching the place?
Chemical leaking in your lab. You gotta come with me.
I'll follow you.
They tell me to bring you. I bring you. Come on, get in the car.
It's a barrel leak or what? But you got something mighty stinky down there. After you. Walter, the sooner you figure out what this is, the sooner we all go home.
Please don't do this. Mike, you don't have to do this.
Yeah, unfortunately I do, Walter. Downstairs.
I'll cook. I'll cook for free, and there won't be any more trouble, I promise you.
No.
Okay, if I could just talk to Gus.
No.
I know I can make him understand, please. If I could talk to Gus, I can convince him, okay? Just let me, please, please, please let me talk to him.
Shut up! Shut up. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'll give you Jesse Pinkman, okay? Like you said, he's the problem. He's always been the problem. And without him, and he's in town, all right? He's not in Virginia or wherever the hell you're looking for him. He's right here in Albuquerque, and I can take you to him. I'll take you right to him. Huh? What do you say?
Where is he? Right now. You give me an address.
I don't know. He moves around, but if you let me call him... No, no, please. No, just... My phone. I'll just... It's just my phone. I'll call him, and I'll have him meet me. All right? Okay? Okay?
Do it.
Sway? Did you do it?
No, I didn't do it. I can't now. It's gonna have to be you.
What? No way, man.
Listen to me. You're closer than we are. You'll have about a 20-minute lead. They've got me at the laundry and they're going to kill me.
Stop you doing that, son of a bitch! Do it fast!
Do it!
Just what the hell was that?
Exactly. You might want to hold off.
Yeah? Why?
Because your boss is going to need me. 6353 Juan Thibault, apartment 6. Yeah.
You don't have to do this.